This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is found on the CBN.com, and it was posted just under a month ago on February the 14th. This is kind of a Happy Valentine's idea. This is called Brave German Woman Rebukes Islam's Lie. Inspire Germany. Islam continues to grow in power and influence across Europe, but at a recent concert in Germany, one Christian woman decided to stand up to it. The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace, by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins, was supposedly to be an interfaith event to bring Christianity and Islam together. But when the Muslim imam began his call to prayer during the concert, he was interrupted by a small woman in the balcony proclaiming that Jesus Christ alone is Lord of Germany and shouting, "I break this curse." Listen in.
In the home of the Reformation, a brave Christian takes a stand for Christ. Hello everyone, I'm George Thomas.
And I'm Wendy Griffith. Nearly 500 years ago, Martin Luther stood in a church and proclaimed, "Here I stand, I can do no other." His stand for biblical truth sparked the Reformation and a spiritual transformation in Germany.
Today, Christianity is fading across Europe while Islam grows in power and influence. But recently, history repeated itself as once again a brave German stood for truth against a false religion. Dale Hood reports.
It was supposed to be an interfaith concert to bring Christianity and Islam together. But when the Muslim imam began his call to prayer, he was interrupted by a small woman in the balcony proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of Germany and saying, "I break this curse." She also invoked the name of Martin Luther and warned the audience that what was happening was a lie. The video went viral, and this mysterious Christian lady became known on the internet simply as the Brave German Woman. It happened at the Memorial Church of the Reformation in the Rhineland city of Speyer, built to honor Martin Luther.
This isn't just a church. It's a monument to the Protestant Reformation and a memorial to the spiritual transformation of Germany as a nation.
And it was at this spiritual landmark that a Muslim imam was invited to give the call to prayer in a concert when the brave German woman, whose real name is Heidi Mundt, heard about the event. She prayed.
I was asking Jesus, I said, "Lord, shall I go there?" And there was a So, you know, when I have to drive 1.5 hours, so I think about, is it worth to go or can others go? And so this is, I think, a human laziness, yeah?
She grabbed her German flag and blurred, "Jesus Christ is Lord," and she went to the concert, still not sure what she would do when she got there.
Till the imam started with his shouting, I did not really know what to do. I had my thoughts, but I was not sure. I was just prepared for what God wants me to do.
Then the Muslim call to prayer began, and Heidi said she felt something rising up inside her.
I would call it an holy anger. And then I rose my flag, and I was proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord over Germany.
Jesus Christus allein ist Herr über Deutschland. Ich zerbreche diesen Fluch.
And by purpose, I broke this curse, because he, this Allahu Akbar, they say with it, only Allah is the Lord. Yeah, He is Lord, He is God, and the only God. And I broke this curse in this church, and I broke it over my country.
And she repeated the words of Martin Luther in 1521, after he refused to recant his faith in Scripture alone. "Here I stand. I can do no other." She was thrown out of the church.
They should have thrown the imam out of the church and not me, because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, but he serves another God. This Allah is not the same God, and this is not the truth. This Allahu Akbar, so I think in general most of us know, they use it when they kill people. This is, for me, it's an worship to an idol. yeah, to their God, to worship, and they bring this blood offering to their God. And when the Muslims call Allahu Akbar in a church, that means this church is not a church anymore, it's a mosque.
With Heidi at the concert was Kamel and Marion. Before coming to Germany, Kamel lived in the Muslim world. And he told us that an imam has no place in a church.
Islam is one of the reasons for persecution. Muslims have persecuted me. They don't want me to tell others that Jesus Christ is my savior.
Marion belongs to an anti-Islamization group calling itself the White Rose, taking the same name as the World War II anti-Nazi resistance group, shown in the film Sophie Scholl, The Final Days.
Islam is inhuman, the same as in the Nazi time. For me, personally, there is no difference. We want to show Germany and the world that we will not bow down to the slow Islamization of our country.
Heidi knows that her first television interview could place her in even greater danger.
People ask me, do you have fear? Are you afraid of the Muslims? And I only can say, no, I'm not afraid of them. I know my God, the living God of the Bible, can protect me as long as he wants. When my time is over, I will go to him.
An evangelist by gifting, Heidi grew up as an atheist in communist East Germany, but now is a believer. Her burden and her ministry is for the spiritual rebirth of Germany.
I feel I have to protect my country and my people. I'm only a little woman, but I feel I have to protect them.
Many people associate Germany with the Nazis, but Germany was once a base for world missions, sending missionaries to Africa, Korea, and to America. Heidi Mundt is trusting God to do a miracle in what today is a very wealthy, and some would say, spiritually dead nation.
Well, nothing is impossible for my God. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. From a human point of view, I feel that our country is lost. It's already lost. It's done. But I trust God that he has a plan A. And that my country is not lost, that he will reach us and he will come and change the whole situation.
Dale Hurt, CBN News, in Western Germany.
I was so encouraged to hear that. Again and again, I'm so encouraged to hear that there's someone whose heart throbs for her country like mine does for me, for mine. Surely, there's nothing too hard for our God. And Islam, and gay rights, and pro-choice, and lethargy within professing Christendom are all idols that must fall before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Be instructed, O ye kings of the earth, serve the Lord with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Thanks for listening.